to Fatumalim, and Rashi learns that since he sees us doing the mitzvahs, he can't complain, can't say anything bad about us. And Tosfos speaks out that there's no Baal Tosef here, even though you're doing the mitzvah twice. So he says Baal Tosef is only if you add on to the mitzvah. But here you do the exact same mitzvah over twice, that's no Baal Tosef. Like you're allowed to wear two different pairs of tits at the same time. There's no Baal Tosef in that. Here also, doing the mitzvah twice over again, even though you're doing it at the same time, you're doing it one after another, there's no Baal Tosef.
Here in the Gemara says, Vaita, the Yomer of Yitzchak, Kol Shono Shein Toikin Lo Bitchilosa. Any year that they do not blow shofar at the beginning of the year, Yishino Mareyin Lo B'Seifoi. It will be bad for us by the end of the year. My timer, what's the reason? Lo Yarev of Sotin, because we did not mix up the tainess of the Sotin. The Sotin will complain against us that year, and therefore the end of the year will be bad for us. The Yom Rab Yitzchak says, Kol Shona Sherosha B'Tchilosa. As every year, which is poor, we are poor like at the beginning of the year, you should know Misah Sheres B'Soifim, will become like rich at the end of the year. Shenema the Pesuk says, Meireshis HaShona, Meireshis Ksiv, V'Yad Achris. That means Soifah Sheish Le'Achris. There'll be an end, that there'll be an end to it. So Yudash, and the Pesuk says, Meireshis HaShona, at the beginning of the year, so what that really means is Marshis. Means like if we're like poor, and it says Ksiv Ad Achris means till the end means Seifa Shesh Lachris, that the end of this year will have a good end to it. Now Shirosha here means that means we're poor. Tosh means the lashon of machmir ourselves, like Rashi says. Okay, all right, turn over. Right. Like Rashi says. Sherosha b'tchilos means she Yisrael oisin atzmon roshim rosh Hashanah. All Klai Yisrael makes themselves like humble themselves in front of Hashem. Ledabet hachnunim utfilo, to talk nice, to really beg by from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinyin shenemat hachnunim medaber rosh. And this is the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah, that will mekabel upon ourselves the old Malach HaShemayim. And the more we accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we humble ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Weiter, the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Ein Donen Es Odom Elo Lefi Maisav Shalosh Tashor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives us a judgment the way we are at the time of the judgment. That's a tremendous chesed of Hashem, even though maybe later on Hashem knows we're going to do something bad, or we did before, but since right now, b'shas the judgment, we're doing good, Hashem gives us a good judgment. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ki Shomar Lokim El Kol HaNar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the Nar when Yishmael was crying, Ba'asher Husham, the way he was there. Like Rashi brings down, Shenema Ba'asher Husham, O Matzino Bavreshus Rabba, the Medrash Rabba says that Omnu Malchei Shosof in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Melochim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, like Misha Asidim Bonav Lohomis as Benecha B'Tzoma, as Yishmael, the Arabs, they're going to go and kill Klal Yisrael. After Malalei there, you go and save now Yishmael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up back and said to him, Omalei, Omalehem, Hasho Tzadiku Arosha. What is he right now? Is he a Tzadik or Arosha? Omalei Tzadik. They said right now Yishmael is a Tzadik. Omalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bashehu Shom, and Idon Es Oile Mele B'Shaitoi. I only give judgment to the world the way they are right now, B'Shas of Judgment. This is a tremendous chesed of Hashem, that Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah, when we have a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we daven good, we do special mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah. So the way we are on Rosh Hashanah, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din. And like we spoke out once before in the tape, that the Gemara says Hashem gives us our judgment, Mamish B'Shas Tzkiyah Shofar. B'Shas will be in the kind of this mitzvah. That Klal Yisrael is doing mitzvahs, that's when Hashem gives us our judgment. In order that it should be B'Asher Husham, the way we are then, that's the way we have our judgment. And this is not like it's brought down the Pasha of Ben Sarah murder. By the Pasha of Ben Sarah Mara, the other Torah says, let's kill the son now, because Yom Zakah V'yal Yom Chayif. Now, since Hashem knows his end will be terrible, he'll go to kill people, let's kill him now when he's still young, before he does the bad. So we see Hashem doesn't judge you the way you are right now, but there the pshat is, he's so bitter, Ben Sarah Mara has the shroshim, has the roots in him right now, that the rot's like a tree right now. Mashenka here by Yishmael, the shroshim, he didn't have any shervish in him yet of ra. It first came later. There we say Hashem is first done by Shehusham. Verse says the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Gimel Dvorim, there are three things that maskirin avoynoiser shalodim. That three things cause Hashem to remember the averus that you do. In other words, you may get your punishment for the averus that you did. Elu hein, these are the three things. Kir notli. If you have a wall, that's like falling down. That's like a shaky wall. So Rashi says, when you walk under the wall, is maskir avoynoiser. Now Hashem remembers your averus. Shaimer, like the sudden says, Klum royus zeliastus leimes. Does this person deserve to have a nace to be saved? No, he did a lot of errors. Therefore, Hashem has to judge you right now. So if you go through like a mokin sakona and you want to be saved, you're only saved if Hashem judges you, and to make sure you don't have averus, you only have mitzvahs. Is the Ian Tfila, if you look in to davening, so Rashi says that means, Seinachat filosu shu nishmas, or misamet v'chad alibay. Like you have kavoni, you have in mind now that your davening that Hashem should answer you. And if Hashem doesn't answer you, you get very angry. That's also a terrible thing, like the Yom Tefillah. But Tosfos learns a little bit differently here. Tosfos says Yom Tefillah here means that he does not have kavona. He davens and he doesn't have kavona, he doesn't know what he's saying. That's called Yom Tefillah. Then the third thing the Gemara says is, Umayse din achaveri. Means he wants his friend to get punishment. He sees his friend doing something bad, and he like hopes and waits for his friend to get a punishment. And that's terrible. The Yomer of Avin, or some say of Chonin, called Ha Moise Din HaChaveroi, is Hu Nenesh Trila. Whoever gives a din upon your friend, you should know, you'll just get the punishment back first. Shenema, because the Pesach says, Vatoymer Sarai El Avrom, Ha Mosi Alecha. You have to say, I'm angry at you. Like she was angry out of Rom Avinu, how come she didn't have children? Well, see, the Pesach says, Vayovay Avram Lispayed Lissara Lechaisai, that Sarah died first, and Avram Avinu went to give her a hesped and cried over her. So you see that since she was Moiset Din on Avram Avinu, she died first. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, says, Dalid Devorim Mekarin Gzar Dinu Shalodim. There are four things that make a person that his Gzar Din, even if it was forbid, Hashem judged him forbid, Hashem will rip up, will be korah the Gzar Din. Elohim, these are the four things that help you change the bad degree that was put upon you. Tzedakah, a person gives tzedakah, gives charity. Tzuakah, if you daven lashon tzuakah, you scream. In other words, you daven with a real kavona. Shinu Hashem, if you change your name. Vishinu Maisa, and if you change your actions. Now Rashi says, you do tshuva, shav mirosai. You're doing bad actions, and now you change and do good actions. That's also a schus to be korah Gzar Din. So Rashi says, tzedakah, how do we know by giving tzedakah? This give the pasuk says, Utstalker Tatami Mothers, that a giving stalker that will save you from death. Tzuaka, how do we know by screaming, by davening good to Hashem? The Estiv the Pesach says, Vayizak, Vayitzaku El Hashem, Bitzalahem, Vinitsukhosayim, Yoitsiyim, that if you daven to Hashem, Hashem will take you out from your bed, degrees. Shinu Hashem, how do we know by changing the name? The Estiv the Pesach says, Sarayish Techo. Is like Tikra Shema Sarai, Ki Sarah Shema. The Pasuk says, like change her name from Sarai to Sarah, or Ksib, and right away the Pasuk says, Ubiakosi Oisa. Vagam Nosati Mimena Lecha Ben. Notice the Pasuk says she got a bracha right away, she was able to have a ben, because she changed her name, because there, it was a Korah Gzadin, that Sarai can't have children, but Sarah could have. Shinu Maisa, how do we know if somebody changes his actions also, that's a schus to change the Gzar Din? The Yaksiv the Pasuk says, Vayar Elokim es Masayim, Hashem saw their actions. Uksiv Vayinochim Elokim al Aro, Asher Diva Lasses Lehem. V'lo Yosa? The Gemara says, V'yeshayim Rim, some say, Av Shinu Mokim, if you change the place where you're living, that's also a schus to have a Shinu Akra Gzar Din. The Yisiv the Pesach says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecho meyartzecho, go away from the place that you're living. For holder and afterwards, if you have a Shinu Mokim, then it says, V'eschol legoy godol, I'll make you into a great nation. So you see, Shinu Mokim, changing your place, is a source to have a new Gzar Din like. V'iduch, what's trying the first man of the Yomer, why doesn't he agree to Shinu Mokim? Because he holds a who's chusad eretz yitzcholu. The fact here that Avram Avinu had this new source was not stam a Shinu Mokim, because it was going into Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecho was going to Eretz Yisrael, so b'schus Eretz Yisrael, that's why he was able to have this bracha. B'schus Eretz Yisrael, who d'yahan yilei. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak says, that chayiv odom lahakto p'nei rabbi b'regel, that the chiyah for a person to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tif, on regel. Shenema, because the Pesach says in Melachim, that madura p'leches elov hayoim loy chodesh v'loy Shabbos. But how come you went to the Novi? It's not Shabbos, it's not chodesh. How can you go into the Novi today? Mechlaf, Miratzaraya, the Bechodesh, Vishabis, Ibore Lemezel. That on every Rosh Chodesh and on every Shabbos, there's a chiyuv for a person to go visit his Rebbe. So, who the question is then, how does the Yitzchak say there's only a chiyuv to go on Yom Tovim, like with my Rabbi Beregel? From this Pesach, it's mashma every single Shabbos and every single Rosh Chodesh, there's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. So, the Neid of Yehuda learns like this. That we just see from this pasuk on a special days, like a Yom on a Shabbos, on a Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to go visit your Rebbe. Then you're allowed to go visit your Rebbe. It's like your Rishus here. That if you want to, that's a day to go to your Rebbe. The Pshat is, since the day is Kodesh, there's a lot of Hashpah on that day, you receive a lot of Kedusha through your Rebbe. Now, the Yehuda says, but the Maisa, the Chiyuv to go early regular to go visit Hashem is only three times a year. So to be gavei or a chiyuv, when are you mechuyuv, when do you have obligation to go visit your Rebbe, that can't be more than three times a year. They say when we have a chiyuv to go visit Hashem, to be early regal to the Beis HaMikdash, only three times a year, the same way the chiyuv to your Rebbe can't be more than Hashem. The Pesach just teaches us that there is an Indian to go visit your Rebbe on every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. So on every day that's Kaddish, you have the Indian to go to your Rebbe. But when did they make the chiyuv? That's a svara, the chiyuv can't be more than three times a year, like the chiyuv of oil regal. The Yomer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak says, chayiv adam letayir esatzma beregal. There's a chiyuv for a person, like you go to the mikvah before Yom Tov, to be tahor during the regal. Shenema the Pesach says, uvenevei losam leisigul. You should not touch a nevela. A nevela, if you touch it, metamiyu, so you should not make yourself tummy. Tanya nam yochel, under the price like this also, the Pesach says, you should not touch an avela. Yochel, I would have thought, Yehi Yisrael Mizhorim al magen avela, that Yisrael has an inyan, a chiyuv, like not to touch an avela. They're not allowed to touch an avela. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says not like that. The Pesach says, Emor el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron. Go tell the b'nei Aaron, a kohen, he has to stay away, not to touch tummy, not to become tummy. So the diik is that b'nei Aaron Mizhorim, b'nei Yisrael Mizhorim. It's only B'nai Aaron that has to watch himself not to become Tomei. But a regular Yisroel that's not a Kohen doesn't have to watch himself. So the Haloi Dvorim Kal B'Chayim, there's a Kal B'Chayim here. Uma Tumah Chamura, Ma Duch is Big Tumah. Kahanim Musarim Yisroel, Musarim, only a Kohen is Nizer not to be like a Tumah's Noel Ameis. Stay away from a mace. Or Yisroel is not Muzer, or Yisroel is allowed to go near a mace to become Tomei. If Tumah Kala, this small Tumah, of just touching a nevela, a dead body of an animal, lekoshchein, isn't it for sure that a Yisrael has no issa, a regular Yisrael is allowed to touch a dead animal? So how come the Pesach says here, over the lost some leisigu? If Sodomor says, elamatam aloino, over the lost some leisigu, what does the Pesach mean, beregel? It has to mean beregel on Yom Tov. During Yom Tov, that's when Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to remain tor. Therefore, you go to the mikveh before Yom Tov and you remain tor. The whole Yom Tov don't touch any tumah during Yom Tov. Omer Rebbe Kurus Vodoy, Omer Rebbe Yechinen, Shloisha Svarim Niftochim Rosh Hashanah. There are three different books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Ba'akodesh Baruch Hu. Echot Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, the Echot Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, the Echot Shal Beinanim, and one of the middle people. Their book is also opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Tzadikim Gemurim, if you're zeichet to be a tzadik on Rosh Hashanah, Nechtovim v'nechtovim liat l'chaim. You're written down and you're sealed today to be zeichel l'chaim. Rishoyim gemurim. If you're a big Russia, is nechtovim v'nechtovim liat l'misa. You're written down today and you're signed off to have misa. That's what your gzar din is signed on Rosh Hashanah. What about Beninim, the middle class people? They're not a tzadik gomer, they're not a Russia gomer. If the lesson of the gemara is t'luyim v'yendim, they're hanging and they're standing. The Rosh Hashanah v'yad Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. And Zochu, if they have a schus, which the Gemara said later, that means they do tshuva, is nechtovim l'chaim. They'll be zeichet them to get chaim.
If they don't do tshuva during these Atharos Yimei Tshuva, then nechtotim l'misa. Then they're written down, they'll have misa. Now the Tnei Yeshua asked the question, like, for what purpose is the Sefer Shel Beinanim opened up on Rosh Hashanah? Like, Lechur, he doesn't have his Gzad Din, nothing is written down on Rosh Hashanah. In Beinani, if you're a middle class person, the Gemara says, you're Teluyim V'Yendim, you're hanging and standing, until Yom Kippur, that's when Hashem writes down in the Sefer. So if the Yeshua asks, why is the Sefer, why does Hashem open up three Svarim on Rosh Hashanah, really Hashem should only open up two Svarim on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadikim and the Rishoyim, they have their Ksiva on Rosh Hashanah. But the Beinani Lechur, his whole Ksiva is only on Yom Kippur. And once said over Teretz Reb Chaim Shalevitz Tzal used to say, he said over from his Rebbe, that Sam, what's this Lashon of the Gemara that says the Beinanim is Teluyim V'Yondim? They're hanging and they're standing for Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Like his Rebbe used to say, if a person is hanging, you're not standing. And if a person is standing, you're not hanging. What's this Lashon of Teluyim V'Yondim? You're hanging and you're standing. So his Rebbe used to say like this, really even a Beinani and Rosh Hashanah has a Gzad in Lamisa. Like they put a rope around your neck as if to say really you deserve to have Misa. But the pshat is they put a stool, they put a chair underneath your feet. They let you stand also. They don't let you die yet. They give you 10 days to do tshuva. If you do tshuva during these 10 days, then they cut the rope. If you don't do tshuva, then they just pull away the chair. So that's this lashon of Teluyim V'Yondim. You're taka hanging, but you're also lame and you're also standing. So he used to say the pshat is that even the Beinani on Rosh Hashanah really Hashem does write down that he's not Zeichel L'Misa, just that Hashem gives him chance to do tshuva during the Atharos Yimei Tshuva. Therefore, it's good why the Sefer is opened up, that there is a Ktzas Gzad Din on Rosh Hashanah even for a Beinani. That's L'Misa. Just you have the opportunity to do tshuva during these 10 days. Omer Rabbi Avin, Mikro, what's this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, tomorrow brings the Pasuk to Tehillim that says, Yimochu Misefer Chayim, they should like blot me out of the Sefer of Chayim, the Yim Tzadikim Ayikosu. And they didn't write me down in the book of, and don't write me down in the book of Tzadikim. That means Yimochu Misefer, like take me out of the Sefer, there's different Rishon Gemurim. Don't put me into the book of Rishon Gemurim. Chayim, what does it mean? Chayim is there's different Tzadikim. The Yim Tzadikim Ayikosu, there's different Shobeinim. That's the Sefer Shobeinim. So the Kirti, you see, there are three different Svarim, and Rashi says it really means Sifrei Zichroin Shomaisa Briyat. That Hashem remembers everything you did. There are three different Svarim that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. We have Nachman Rav Yitzchok Omer Meyocha from this Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Shmois. The Yim Ayin Necheni No Misifrecha. Asher Kosafti. Ramash Rabbeinu said, if you don't want to say it quiet, well, then erase my name from the Sefer Torah. So Mecheni no, that means there's different Shal Rishoyim. Misifrecho, that means there's different Shal Tzadikim. Asher Kosafta, there's different Shal Beinanim. So you see also that there are three different type of books that Hashem has, one for Tzadikim, one for Rishoyim, and one for the Beinanim. Tanya, we learned, Beisham Ayim Rim, Gimel Kites Heim Liyem Adim. There are three different categories, people coming in to the Yom HaDin. So Rashi learns here, Kishiyichiyu HaMesim. Yom HaDin here means by Tchiyas HaMesim. By Tchiyas HaMesim, there'll be another Gzar Din, and there are three different type of Gzar, Kitais means groups of people coming in. Acha Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. The Acha Shal Rishoyim Gemurim. The Acha Shal Beinanim. Same type of three people. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim V'Nechtovim Liyat L'Chai Oilam. They'll be written down and signed right away to have a long life. L'Chai Oilam, a life forever. Rishoyim Gemurim is Nechtovim V'Nechtovim Liyat L'Gehenim. They'll be written down for Gehenim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Daniel, for Rabim Yishen Ne'admas Ofer Yokitsu Eila L'Chai Oilam V'Eila L'Chai Rofois L'Diroin Oilam. That the Pasuk means, and a lot of them that were sleeping in dust in the earth, they shall awake. In other words, Vatkiyas Amesim. And some will have a long life. And some of them, if I can't, will have a long, go back to Gehenim. Then, vice of Beinanim, the Gemara says, what's the loch of Beinanim? Yordim leGehenim. They go down to the Gehenim, umetzavsafim v'yirlim. And then they come up again. Rashi says, what does it mean, umetzavsafim? Soyakim, they scream out, the boichim and cry. Mitoich yisurim shuachas v'yirlim. They have one little shuachas, one little time of yisurim,
In the course of that Yisum, they start to cry and start to scream to Hashem, and Hashem brings them up. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yachayim, the Pasuk in Zechariah, the Pasuk says,